will support the development of a contest dashboard that will leverage the popularity of amateur radio contests to benefit science, technology students, and Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HamSci, community members. Through the grant, a team of university students, faculty, and FRC members, along with HamSci community members, will collaborate to develop a real-time contesting DX dashboard for the HamSci Personal Space Weather Station, known as PSWS. PSWS is a modular ground-based system that measures space weather impacts on the Earth's ionosphere. The grant will fund University of Scranton student researcher Owen Zdetsky, KD3ALD of Chihola Township in Pennsylvania, first-year computer engineering major for the summer and fall 2025 semesters, to help develop the contest dashboard, and it is expected to be concluded in the spring semester of 2026. University of Scranton physics professor Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, said that though the project and through the project, he hopes the university's W3USR amateur radio club members, present and future, will become active radio contesters. "We are already ahead of schedule for this project," said Dr. Frizzell. "This past weekend, we hosted students from W3USR and the Frankfurt Radio Club to take part in a little contesting. We made over 400 QSOs worth over 250,000 contest points." Ray Sokola, K9RS, the past president of the Frankfurt Radio Club, said that contesters are one of the most enthusiastic subsets of ham radio operators, and participants span a range of ages from teenagers to over 90 years old. On January 21, 2025, dozens of stations across the northeast Illinois area gathered for a 70-centimeter simplex research event. The goal was to encourage simplex use, to expand operator skills, and to allow operators to better understand their station's capability and limitations. The operation involved two rounds of transmissions and collectively logged over 400 signal reports received by email and aggregated by their net control station. Operators freed themselves from repeaters and access tones and learned to relay, record RST, readability, signal strength tone, signal reports, and pay attention to their noise floor and antenna configurations. One relay through four stations spanned nearly 60 miles, allowing Net Control W9MSG in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, to receive a message from KE9PBO in Sandwich, Illinois, operating on a handheld with 5 watts of power.